Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, and the Gemara previously spoke about the Pasuk in Shoftim that speaks about the Melech, and it states, V'hoi k'shifta al kisim mamlachtoi, v'chosav lo yus mishnah Torah zayis al sefer milfnei ha-koidim alavim. The Gemara previously explained that the word mishnah Torah could refer to the two sifri Torah that a Melech has to write. However, as we will see in our Gemara on Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph, that our Gemara will learn this Pasuk a bit differently, and the Gemara begins, Om mazutra v'teim ma'ukva, but that originally when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, it was written in Ksav Ivri, which Rashi states, Shel Bnei Ivanar, which was the writing that was used in that time, and this is not the script that we have in our Sifri Torah. However, our original Sifri Torah were written in Lashon HaKodesh as they are now written. However, during the time of Ezra, that Sifri Torah were written in Ksav Ashuris, which is the Aleph Beis that we have in our Sifri Torah, and the language of the Sefer Torah was Aramaic. The Gemara tells us, but ultimately, Klal Yisrael chose that we should write every Sefer Torah in Ksav Ashuris and in Lashon HaKodesh, and the Adyatis would still write using script of Rivers and using Aramaic. And the Gemara tells us, Man Adyatis, Amrav Chista Kutai, this refers to the Kutayim that would live on Hagrizim and Har Evel. The Gemara asks, My Ksav Ivris, what does Ksav Ivris refer to? Amrav Chista Ksav Libuna, and Rashi explains, Oisis Gedelis Kain Oisin Shekaisim Vikameis Mezuzah. These are actually a completely different script than Ksav Ashuris. Their letters are larger than our letters. These letters were typically used in Kameis and on the outside of Mezuzahis. The Gemara continues, Tani, we learn to Bryce, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael teaches us, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, that Ezra was really right, that the Torah should be given through him to Klal Yisrael, El Moli like Kadmu Moshe, if not for the fact that Moshe came before Ezra. Rabbi Yisrael brings Raya as Ben Moshe Weimar, as Ben Ageim Moshe, the Torah states in Pashas Yisrael, El Moshe Ola Olakim, and Be Ezra Weimar, and in Ezra it states, who Ezra Olam and Bavel, that this is Ezra who came up from Bavel. And since the Torah uses a similar Lashon between Moshe and Ezra, and it states the Lashon Olah, so we say that this Aliyah refers to Ruchnius, and Ma Aliyah HaMakat Torah, and just like certainly between Moshe, the Aliyah that refers to is the Torah, Af Aliyah HaMalalon Torah, and therefore the Aliyah that's written between Ezra also refers to Torah. And when Maisa, the Pasuk in Ezra, in Parag Zayin, in Pasuk Vav states, who Ezra Olam and Bavel, who Seifim Moreh Betreus Moshe, Ashen Nosna Hashem Lekei Yisrael, Vayitin Lamech, Kiyad Hashem Lekovalov, Kolbak Shosai. In Lemaisa, we see that the entire Pasuk refers to Teres Moshe. And the Gemara continues, but Moshe Oimer, that Benegeim Moshe, the Pasuk in Pashas Dvarim states, Vaisi Tziva Hashem, Baisahi, Lelamed Eschem Chukim Mishpotim, Lasseschem Oisam Baoretz, Asha Atem Oivim Shom Lurishta, Be'ezru Oimer, and Ezra states, Ki Ezra Hechen Lavavai, Lidrus as Teres Hashem, Velasseis, Ulamed Beisrael, Chaikum Mishpot. Once again, we see that Ezra was involved in the transmission of Teres to Klal Yisrael, Ba'afel Pishlein. And even though the Torah wasn't given through Ezra, however, the print of the Torah was changed through Ezra. And as the Pasuk in Ezra in Perek Dalid, Pasuk Zion states, Uvimeat Chashasta, Kosta Bishlam, Mr. Das Tavel, Ushar Knaisov, Lat Chashasta, Melach Paras, Uchsov and Ishtov and Kosov Aramis, Umetogam Aramis, and they wrote a greeting, and the script of the letter was written in Aramaic, and the actual language was Aramaic as well. We continue on Davchav Bezim Rav, Uksiv, and the Pasuk in Daniel that discusses the writing on the wall was found by Belshazzar. Pasuk in Perek Dalet, Pasuk states, I die in all in Kol Chakimai Malka, V'loi Kahal in Ksavu L'mikre, Pishra L'hidolo Malka. All the wise men of the king came in and they couldn't read the writing and they couldn't interpret it for the king. Rashi at the top of Chav Bezim and Aleph explains, and the Pasuk states, Chesav HaNishtavon, it refers to Ksav Shnishtano, a writing that was changed by Haikra Be'ezruksiv, Shoy Kaisim B'yom of Ksav Meshuna Shnishtano L'idei Malach, Shoy Kosav Monotaklo person, which was written on the wall, which occurred during the time of Daniel, Ksav Darami, Veloshin Arami, Ba'im, Loy Kahal, and Ksav Limikra, Loy Yechel Likra, Ksav Shekosav Amalch, Bimei Belshatza, Bahoy Shom Yehudim Rabbe, and there were many Jews there, Shmamino, Nishtanalam, Isaksab, Boisayoim, and therefore we see that on that particular day, there was a change in the actual writing, and this was a new script and a new language that they weren't previously familiar with. As the Gemara continues, Uksiv, and as the Pasuk and Pasha Shaitim states, Chosav Loyas, Mishnah Terah, the Gemara interprets the word Mishnah Torah as Ksav HaRoy L'Ishtanes, that this is a writing that eventually will be changed. Therefore, we see that the original language and script that the Torah was given in was eventually changed in the time of Ezra. The Gemara states, Lama Nikra Ashuris, why was this new script called Ashuris? Sha'ol Yomohim Asher, as when Klal Yisrael went back to Eretz Yisrael and they went back to Yerushalayim, they built Bayis Sheni, they brought this Ksav back with them from Ashur. Ayin Rashi, Du'u Maschal, Mishnah Torah, Ramaz Lana Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheksav Shebiyomov, also lishtanes min ivri lashurish shenosla bimei Daniel ba Ezra v'kasabayis atayra b'ksavashurish. Though earlier we learned from the word Mishnah Torah that a melech has to have two sefer Torah, however, Basie learns that the word Mishnah Torah is teaching us that the script and the language of the Torah eventually would be changed. And the Gemara continues with another brisa Tanya, Rabbi Eimer b'tchil b'tzav zed in the Torah Yisrael, that originally the Torah was given in ksavashurish, kivin shechatu nepechla l'reitz, but once Klai Yisrael did averis, they forgot that script and they weren't able to read the script. The new language looked like splinters, kivin shechazu behen hichzir lehem, but once they did tshuva, they had ability to relearn this language, and this is the time of Daniel and Ezra. And as the Paskin Zechariah tells us, shuvu libitzarin asiri atikva gam ayoy magim mishnah oshavach, when the prisoners of hope will return to their stronghold, referring to Yishlayim, even those things which I said would change would be returned to you. And even though I originally told you that your ksav would change, but l'maisa, once you go back to Yishlayim, it will be returned to you. Some agers kivin shechazu hechzir lehem, that once they return to Yishlayim, it was returned to them, and that works out better in this pasuk. The Gemara continues, l'ma nikra shma ashuris, that according to Rebbe, why was this script called ashuris? This was the original script, and the script did not come from Ashur. And the Brisa explains, shema usharis b'ksav, because it is a beautiful script, it is a script that is praised from the lashon of Ashrei. Brisa continues with the third sheet, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, im mishum Rav Elazar ben Patra, sha'am mishum Rav Elazar amidoi, ksav zel le'nishtad nekolika, that ashuris was never lost at all, and never forgotten, and the Torah was always written in ksav ashuris, as Shineman, as the pasuk states in Pasuk Chuma, Vavei Amudim, referring to the hooks of the pillars of the Chatzar. The Gesa of Agamar is Ma'amudim le'nishtanu, avavim le'nishtanu, that just like the pillars would never change, therefore the Vavim in the Torah were never going to be changed. The same Vav that we had in the time of Moshe is the same Vav that we had throughout history. Rashi doesn't seem to have this Gesa. Rashi explains that the reason why a Vav is called a Vav is because it looks like a hook. Therefore we see that even in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Vav in the Torah looked like a hook. That of course is like the Vav in Ksav Ashuris, and therefore we see that we always had Ksav Ashuris. If you Rashi, we still have to explain that how do we know that they never changed and they never forgot Ksav Ashuris and then went back to Ksav Ashuris. Our Gemara therefore continues, Va'imer, the Pasuk of Megillas Esther states, Val Yehudim Kechsavim Uchil Shainam, after Nisa Purim, Mordechai sent out letters to all the Jews in their writing and in their language, and Mal Lashayna Le'nishtana, that just like the language of Klai Yisrael and of the Torah never changed and it was always Lashon HaKodesh, even Rabbi Yesi and Rebbe never said that the actual language in the Torah changed and it was always Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, Av Ksavim Le'nishtana, their script also never changed. The Gemara continues that Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yesi and Rebbe, they learned that the words of Mishnah Torah is teaching us that the script of the Torah would change. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar just taught us that even the script of the Torah never changed. Therefore, the Gemara is Alamani Mekaimis Mishnah Torah Zeis. The Gemara explains that this goes back to our original Limud L'shtei Torahs, that this teaches us that every king had to have two sefer Torah. Achas sheyitzav v'nichnasimai, v'achas shemenachas loy beis knazav, oisa sheyitzav v'nichnasimai, oisa isekim in kamei v'tzayil bezroya, shenama shavisa Hashem negli samid, kimimini ba'alemite, as we saw before. The Gemara now continues, v'idach, and according to Rabbi Yesi and Rebbe, who didn't learn the words Mishnah Torah to teach us that a melech needs two Torahs, and therefore a melech is only required to have one Torah, so hai shavisi my darshbe, what did they learn for the pasuk in Tehillim that says, shavisa Hashem negli samid? And the Gemara responds, hu b'ilech Rav Chana ba'bizna, amr Rav Chana ba'bizna, amr Rav Shimon chasida, and I'm espalad tzarech shiuriatz my ki'ilu shchina k'negdai, shenema shavisa Hashem negli samid, that someone that's davening has to see himself as if he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk tells us, shavisa Hashem negli samid. Gemara now goes back to the story with the handwriting on the wall that occurred in the time of Belshazzar. The Gemara is Rav Shimon da amr ksav zel l'nishtana, that according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who taught us that this ksav was never changed, Klal Yisrael always knew how to read ksav ashuris, so Mike like calling ksav l'mikre, how would he understand the pasuk in any other that states that they couldn't read the ksav, then the handwriting that was on the wall, if l'chir, they could have just taken anyone from Klal Yisrael, and anyone that was there should have known how to read these words. The Gemara explains that Inach Hanami, even though it was written in ksav ashuris, they weren't able to decipher the words as begematria ichtam l'hain, as it was written in gematria, and it was written in the code. The mice of the psukim in Daniel in Parakei, pasuk chaf hei, through pasuk chaf ches, state as follows, dinok ksava di rusham minah minah tekelu pasin, dinok psha milsa minay minay alaha machusach vashlama, tekayel tekilta b'miznaya v'shtachas chasir, pereis perisas malchusach, yehivis l'madei uparas. The psukim tell us that this is the writing that was inscribed on the wall, mini mini tekelu psharin, and Neil actually interpreted this for Belshazzar, and he explained that the word mini is telling us that Hashem has counted the years of your kingdom, Hashem has decided to terminate your kingdom. kingdom. Daniel continued that the word tekel teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighed you on a scale, found that you're undeserving, and when the pasuk tells us peres, teaches us that your kingdom has been broken up and given to Madai and Paras. Maisa, at the end of the perek, the pasuk tells us that same night Belshazzar was killed. Rav explains that instead of the actual handwriting of the wall stating Mene Mene to Kalu Parsin, the actual writing was done with the method of Atbash. Mene was written as Yud Tes Saf, the Kail was written as Aleph Dalet Endochof, and Parsin was written as Pei Vav Gimel Ches Mem and Tes. Therefore, even though Klai Yisrael certainly knew the Lushan and they knew the script and this language, however, the only one that was able to decipher the code was Daniel. And as Rashi states, Ba'at Bash Mono Meniach Ezu V'Kosav Mashe B'Tzida B'Makom Mem Kosav Yud Asmuchala V'Makom Nun Kosav Tes V'Makom Aleph Kosav Tav. And in a few lines, we will see that Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon, as well as Rav Ashi, argue on Rav, and they learned that it was a different gematria, and we will get to that in a moment. But in the meantime, the Gemara asks, "My parshlu the lemaisa, how did Daniel explain the expression of Mene Mene to Kalu Prasin?" Lemaisa, the Gemara just brings down the psukim as the pasuk states that Mene refers to Mene leka malchusach, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu counted your kingdom, although you also counted your kingdom. But lemaisa, your kingdom will terminate. And Daniel continued to explain the third word that was encoded on the wall, and that word is tekel. He told Belshazzar, "Kilta b'maznaya v'shtakhes chasir." Hakadosh Baruch Hu weighed your deeds on a scale, and he found that you're unworthy and you're chaser. And finally, the last word was pasin, priestess malchusach v'yavus l'madei paras, that your kingdom has been broken and being given over to madei and paras. The Gemara continues that although Rav said that the gematria was based on atbash, however Shmuel Amar, really all the letters of Mene Mene to Kelu Parsin were on the wall. However, they were scrambled, and Raniel was the only one that was able to figure out how to unscramble the letters. And the letters were mem mem tav vav samach nun nun kuf pe yud aleph aleph lamed resh aninun. And you stack with these three words one on top of each other, and you have five letters each. Then if you read them top to bottom, or if you read every fifth letter, then it would read as Mene Mene Kelu Parsin. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Amar, each of these words were written backwards, and they were written as aleph nun mem lamed kuf sof nun yud samach resh pe vav. If you read these letters backwards, then it would be Mene Mene to Kelu Parsin. And Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi states that the code was actually very simple. The only difference was that they mixed up the first two letters of each word, and therefore, instead of writing Mene, they wrote Nun Mem Aleph, and then they wrote Nun Mem Aleph, and instead of writing Tekel, they wrote Kuf Tes Lamed, and instead of writing a person, it was written as Pei Vav Reish Samach Yod Endanun. Before we begin the next Mishnah, let us point out that when we explain the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where Mazutra stated, Chazur V'Nitlam B'Mei Ezra B'Ksav Ashuris V'Loshin Rami, so we explained it based on the Pashas of the Gemara, that the Torah was actually written in Aramaic. However, Ayin Rashi on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, who states, Hach Gassin B'Tei Sefta, Ma'al Hashem L'Lein Shtadna, the Divrei HaKol, Torah B'Loshin HaKadosh Nemra, V'Adayim B'Loshin HaKadosh Hi, and Rashi seems to be referring not only to Rabbi Yesi, to Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, but also to our member of Mazutra. Therefore, some explain, when the Gemara states B'Loshin Arami, it just means that he made the Tagum, which is in Loshin Aramis. And we continue with the next Mishnah, in Reich Van Susa, you're not allowed to ride on the horse of the king, Ve'in Yoshin HaKisai, and you can't sit on a seat, Ve'in Mishtamshim Shavitai, and you can't use his scepter, Ve'in Reinoise, Kishum Mistaper, and you can't watch him when he's getting a haircut, and some agurus, Kishum Mistapik, when he's drying himself, Ve'loi Kishu Arum, and not when he's not wearing clothing, Ve'loi Kishu Be'vesam Echetz, and not when he's in a Be'vesam Echetz, and even if he's fully dressed, Shenem, and as the Pasuk and Pasha Shavim states, same Tasim Alecha Melech, and since we use a double Lushin, so we learn, Shetei Masri Alecha, and as we previously stated, we also learn that Melech Shemachal Kveda in Kveda Machal. Our Gemara begins, Amra Biakiv, Amra Biechron, and the Gemara will now discuss what the status is of Avishag, and as we know that at the beginning of Melechim, the Pesukim state, Vamelech David Zokim, Baba Yomim, Vechasu Bebegadav Alei Chamloi, Vayemu Leavadi, Vivakshal Adeni Amelech, Nair Besula, Vamdul Fne Amelech, Utihil Lei Sechenes, Vishach Bechekecha, Vicham Adeni Amelech. The Pesukim continue, Vayvakshu, Nair Yofa, Bechol Vul Yisrael, Vayimtu as Avishag Ashunamis, Vayviu Esel Amelech. Finally, the Pesukim tells us, Vanair Yofa Admoid, Vatihil Amelech Sechenes, Vatisharseo, Vamelech Leida'a. Bechlin teaches us, Avishag, Mutarsel Shlema, Vasur La Dainia, that since David Amelech never married Avishag, therefore, since Shlema was a Melech, so she was Mutter to Shlema Melech. However, she was also to Adonia, as Lemaisa Adonia wasn't a king, and therefore he could be Mishtamish, Bishabite Shel Melech. And as the Gemara explains, Mutar Shel Shlema to Melechoya, Melech Mishtamish, Bishabite Shel Melech, Vasur Ladinia, the headed who, because he was a headed, and he didn't have the status of a king. Gemara now tells us the story with Avishag. Avishag Mahi, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk in Melechim states, Melech David zakim ma bayamim vayim levado yivakshu v'ksiva yivakshu nari yofa v'ksiva nari yofa admoid v'tihilu melech secheles v'tisharseu. We already quoted these psukim, and Amro Ninsaban, so Avishag said to David HaMelech that I want you to marry me. Amro lo, seriously? So David responded that you also to me because I already have 18 wives. Amro lei, so Avishag responded to David, chasu legam v'navshe l'shtol menoket. It sounds like you're just giving me an excuse. The reason why the pasuk tells us v'amelech lo yida'a, that David wouldn't have relations with Avishag, not because you have 18 wives, but it's because you're an old man, you wouldn't be able to have bia. She said this as a mashal, and she said that this is similar to a ganav, that once he doesn't have anything to steal, then he says that I'm really a man of peace, and that's why I'm not stealing. But the real reason why he's not stealing is because he doesn't have the opportunity at this point to steal. And the Gemara now skips from Pasuk Hey, and it goes all the way to Pasuk Tezvav. Amaluhu, and David HaMelech said to them, Kirulu to Basheva, so call Basheva, Viksiv, and the Pasuk states, Batavir Basheva Lamelech HaChadra, Melech Zaki Moid, Vavishak Hashinamis, Misharis Isamelech, Am Rabbi Hudam Rav, Boisisha, Kincha Basheva, Bishloisha Suimapais, and David HaMelech had beer with Basheva 13 times, and between each beer, she had to clean herself with another towel. And Ayin Rashi, Kancha Basheva, Shabola, Yigimu Beers, Kanechas, being Tashmish Latashmish, Uvimikuzek, Suvim Sholshasu Tavis, Batavi Basheva, Lamelech HaChadra, Vamelech Zokim Oid, Vavishak Hashinamis, Misharis Isamelech. The Gemara continues, Om Rab Shalom Ba'abba, Bayu A, Kamakoshin Girishin, come and see from this story with David and Avishag how terrible it is to divorce a wife. Shall we David HaMelech etiul el yachid v'lo etiul el garish? Now we see that Rabbanu matter David HaMelech to be miyachid with a priya and to be miyachid with Avishag instead of just telling David HaMelech to divorce one of his wives. And Amar Belezer kol megarish his history shayna afilu mizbeach meidel of the mois, that if someone divorces his first wife, then it's as if even the mizbeach is crying and its tears are falling. In Eman, as the pasuk of Malachi states, zay shein is tasu kaseis dimas mizbeach Hashem bechi v'anoka me'in oid p'nei tzal mincha v'lokachas rotzim miyadchem. The next pasuk continues, v'amatem amor alki Hashem heid bein cho v'in ishis nurayich asher ato begatto bo v'hi chavertecho v'ishis brisecho. And we see that the pasuk is talking about a person that is divorcing his wife and he was begatto bo, and the pasuk states that mizbeach is married to mois. The Gemara continues, omer v'yichem v'yitem rabbi lozo ein ishla shel adam mesa elam kim v'akshim en amam v'ein loy. If a person makes a neder to give tzedakah, when they ask him to fulfill his pledge, he says he doesn't have the money, so his wife will die as an einish. Shenemen, as the pasuk of Mishlei states, v'itmein l'chol shalim lo miyikach bishkavcha mitachtecha. If someone doesn't pay the money that they owe to tzedakah, why should it be that they take your bed in its place? And mishkavcha refers to a person's wife. The Gemara continues, v'am rabbi yechlan kol adam shemesa ishto rishayna kilu char beis hamikdash b'yamav, that if someone's first wife dies, it's as if the beis hamikdash was destroyed in his time. Shenemen, as the pasuk in Cheskel states, ben adam him lekech mimcha as mach b'nei necha b'magefa leisisbali leisifka v'loi savi d'masecha. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel that his wife would die, and he told him that you shouldn't be maspid her and you shouldn't cry. And then the next pasuk says, v'adabel ha'am b'beikah v'atamis ishti be'arav, that I spoke to the nation in the morning and my wife died that evening. And then uksiv, and a few pasukim later, the pasuk states, himni mechalos mikdashi gu'ay nuzchem machmari nechem. And we see that the pasuk uses lashon machmari necha b'negei Yecheskel's wife, and it uses a similar lashon of machmari nechem b'negei the beis hamikdash. And therefore we see this comparison between the death of a person's wife and the churban beis hamikdash. And the Gemara continues, Amar Melech Sani, you call Adam Shemesa Ishto B'yamav, Oilim Choshech Ba'adai, Sheneman, as the pasuk in Eov states, Or Choshech Ba'aloi, V'neri Olav Yedach. And Rabbi Zanri teaches us that if a person's wife dies during his lifetime, then the entire world becomes dark. He explains, Or Choshech, that your light will become dark, Ba'aloi, because of your wife that dies. The Gemara continues and dashes the end of the same pasuk, as Rabbi Yisrael B'china Amar, P'siyaisa Miskatois, that a person's steps will become shorter, and will become much weaker, and he'll be bitzar. Sheneman, as the end of the pasuk states, Yetsu Tzadei Oinoi, that the steps of his strength will be shortened. And Rabbo Omar, Rabbo says, Atzosin and fellas, that he will lose his koyach of Eitzah. Sheneman, as the pasuk continues, Batishlecheu Atzosai, that his own Eitzah will be thrown down. And the Gemara continues, Omar Rabbechana, Omar Rabbechron, Kosher Lezavgum Kikriya Samsov, that it's as difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to marry off a couple and to match a couple, just like Kriya Samsov. Sheneman, as the pasuk until him states, Elakim Moshe Vichidim Baisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu places Yechidim in a home, and he now makes them into a couple. That is as difficult as when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael, who were tied up in captivity, and taking them out of bondage or out of Mitzrayim, Kaishores, which they touch as with crying and with song. And as we have in parentheses, Al Tikri Moitzi Asirim, El Kemoitzi Asirim, and Al Tikri Bekaishores, El Bechi Vashirais. The Gemara asks, Eini, that how can you say it's so difficult? For Am Rabbi Hudam Rab, Abba Yim Yim, Kain Mitzir Savlad, Baskal Yitzer, Svay Meres. Taras Bas Pliny Pliny, and therefore we see it's preordained. And the Gemara states Lakasha Habazivag Rishon Habazivag Sheni. And when the Gemara states Abayim Yom Kriyim Tzias Avla Bas Kol Yitzes Vaymeres Bas Pliny Pliny, that is referring to Zivag Rishon. And when we stated that Kashal Zavgum Kakriyas Yamsov, that's referring to Zivag Sheni. Now that we explain that Zivag Sheni is Kashal Kakriyas Yamsov and is based on the pasuk of Mitzias Sirim Bekaisharis, so they explain that the words Bekaisharis is referring to the Bechi of the Mitzrim and the Shuris of Klal Yisrael. And similarly, by Zivag Sheni, with the Amun that marries Almana, so there was Bechi for the Mesim and the Shuris for the new couple. Now, Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachman, Lekol Yesh Tvur, Chutz Me'ishas Ne'urim, Shenemen, as the Pasuk in Yishaya states, Ki Chi'isha Azuv Vatsuvas Ruach, Kerach HaShem, Ve'ishas Ne'urim, Ki Simas Amar Lekayach. The Gemara continues, Masler Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yitzchak Brei, Rabbi Yehuda taught his son Rabbi Yitzchak, that Ein Adam Meitze, Kheres Ruach, El Mishra Rishayna, Shenemen, as the Pasuk in Mishlei states, Yehi Mekarach HaBaruch, Usmach Me'ishas Ne'urayach. And we continue on Davchav Beis Amar Beis, Amar Loi, and Rabbi Yitzchak said to his father Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Goy Man, that who are you referring to? Amuloi and Rabbi Yehuda responded, "Kagoyin Imcha." This is referring to your mother. The Gemara now asks that how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda would tell his son Rabbi Yitzchak that he has such curious ruach from his wife and from Rabbi Yitzchak's mother? But v'makri le Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yitzchak brei. Rabbi Yehuda was reading the following pasuk to his son Rabbi Yitzchak, and the pasuk in Kehel states, "Umoitza ani ma'am imavis as isha ashihi mutaydim v'charam liba." V'amuloi and Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Kagoyin Man," that who is this pasuk referring to? V'amuloi and Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kagoyin Imcha." This is referring to your mother, and we see that Rabbi Yehuda said regarding Rabbi Yitzchak's mother and regarding his wife, and Umoitzani Mamimavis says Isha, and the Gemara answers Mitka Tchifa, however, Iburi Ma'abra Bemile, that although she was Marimimavis, as she would get angry very quickly, however, she would also be able to be appeased very quickly, and she would calm down very quickly as well, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda was able to say that he has Kairos Ruach from his wife, and the Gemara continues, Amrab Shmuel Va'unya Mishmeidu Rav, Isha Goylim Hi, that a woman who was not yet married is considered like a Kli that was not yet completed. And just a clump of earthenware, ve'ina karesis bris elamisha asal kli, and she only makes a bris with the one that she makes a kli, referring to our first husband. Shenemen, as the pasuk Yeshaya states, ki bayalayich isayich Hashem tzvakei shemoi, that the one that did beer with me was the one who made me. So says Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara continues, Tana, we learned in the brisa inish mes el ishtoi, that a man doesn't die except his wife, ve'in isha mesa el baila, and when a woman dies, it has the greatest effect on her husband. And the Gemara explains inish mes el ishtoi. Shenemen, as the pasuk in states, we see that when Elimelech died, although Elimelech was a Shefet, we still mention that he's the husband of Nami, as that is the person that had the greatest effect on. And similar, and you see that when Rachel died, it was a lie, and it had the greatest effect on Yaakov Avinu. Before we continue, let's see the only Taisis on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Taisis points out, and even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Zivugim within the first 40 days, but through Tefillah it's still possible to change the Vlad to a male or a female. And as the Gemara in Bracha states, Mem Yayim Kanyin Tzis HaVlad Adam Mispal Ishtai Shetel Zacha. And Taisis continues, V'afilu Zivug Rishon Misapich B'Tefillah K'ni Isav Me'yikotin Ein Noisin Noshim Memoid Avu Ma'asin Shem Yikad Menu Acher Barachmim Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Ein Royin Oisa Kishu Mistaper, that you can't look at a king while he's getting a haircut. And our Gemara begins, Tanar Bada, we learned to Brisa Melech Mistaper B'chol Yoyim, that a Melech takes a haircut every single day. Kohen Gadol Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. A Kohen Gadol takes a haircut every single Erev Shabbos. Kohen Hedid Echad L'Shleishim Yoyim, and a Kohen Hedid once every 30 days. The Gemara now explains the reasoning as Melch Mistap B'chol Yoyim Shenemen, as the Pasuk Yishai states, Melch B'yofyoy Techzenei Necha Terena Eretz Marachakim. Therefore, every single day the Melch has to look his best in order that people see him in the proper way. And Kohen Gadol Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Amar Shmuel Ben Nachman Amar Bichron Hoil Mishmaris Mischachos. As since that's the beginning of the Mishma, we want the new Mishma to see the Kohen Gadol in his greatest glory. Kohen Hedid Echad L'Shleishim Yoyim, and Kohen Hedid has to cut his hair once every 30 days. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk in Yecheskel states, V'roishim lo yigalechu, u'pera lo yishalechu, kosim yichsmu esrasheyem. The Gemara explains, V'yala pera pera minazir, and we learn the word pera that states in Yecheskel from the word pera that states b'negei and nazir in Pashas Nasai, as ksiv hacha pera lo yishalechu, v'ksiv hasom gadel pera sa'reishai, and malalon shleishim afkan shleishim. And just like a nazir cuts his hair after 30 days, so the same applies to a kohen. And as the Gemara states, "V'tanami stam nazir shloshim yoyim." Since we know that stam nazir is shloshim yoyim, therefore, when the pasuk states "gadol peres areishoy," it's referring to a nazir whose hair grew for 30 days. And the Gemara asks, "V'hasam inolon?" And how do we know that stam nazir is shloshim yoyim? Amar masna the amar kor kadosh yia v'gematria tlosan havo, and the word yia has a gematria of 30. And the Gemara continues and explains that Amalei Rapapla Abaya so a papi asked Abaya, Emily Liru, that since Benigea Koyin, the Pasuk states, Uparaloyishalechu, maybe we should understand that the Pasuk is telling us that a Koyin should not have hair that is a para, and therefore he should make sure to cut it before it reaches 30 days. A Koyin must cut his hair prior to the 30th day, and he has to cut his hair on the 29th day. Based on the way that we explained the Gemara, it seems that we shouldn't be goers to word klal, and Amale and Abaya respond to our papa, Iksiv Loyishalechu para, kidakamrit, that if the Torah would state, Loyishalechu para, then we would understand that you shouldn't grow your hair, and it shouldn't become para, and it shouldn't be a growth of 30 days. However, Hashaduch Sivu para Loyishalechu, but now that the Torah reverses the order and states of para Loyishalechu, the Torah is telling us, para Lehevi, that his growth could be for 30 days, Shluchi Loyishalechu, but he shouldn't grow his hair for more than 30 days, and on the 30th day, he must get a haircut. And Rashi, Loyilirbu Klal, Bafilu Ad Shleishim, and it could be that Rashi was still goes the word Klal. However, Ayin Taisis, Diba Maso, Ve'im Loyilirbu Klal, Taisis struggles with the word Klal, and ultimately he explains the Gemara as we explain the Gemara, but it's still Mashmur that Taisis is goes the word Klal. And the Gemara now continues, Yehochio Idnanami, Nalachur, if you're telling us that the reason why a Kohen Gadol has to cut his hair every 30 days is based on the Pasuk in the Cheskel, so Lachur, that should continue, and that issue should apply nowadays as well. And the Gemara explained, Dumi the Yayin, the reason why it's not noig nowadays is because the next Pasuk in Cheskel tells us, for Yayin lo yishtu kol koyin bevoyim ala chotza primis, and therefore we compare the din of shtui Yayin to the din of parallel yishalechu. And as the Gemara explains, my Yayin bisman bihu da asa shloi bisman bihashari, that just like Benigay Yayin, the Pasuk says, bevoyim ala chotza primis, and therefore the issa only applies when the koyin is coming to Beis HaMikdash, and similarly, apru roish bisman bihasa shloi bisman bihashari, and therefore this issa doesn't apply nowadays. However, the Gemara now is, for Yayin Shloi Bizman Biyashari, is it true that nowadays a Kohen could drink wine and become drunk, and Shloi Bizman Biyat's Mutta, V'tanya, but we learned the Brisa, and the beginning of the Brisa states, Kohen Amaka Mishmarasai Mishmaras Beis Avshaloi, also be Yayin Koloi Sayoyim, Ap Bizman Azeh, that a Kohen is Makar, his own Mishmar, as well as his specific Mishmaras Beis Av, where he would do Avodah, then he would be also to drink wine that entire day, even Bizman Azeh. However, Maka Mishmarasai, Vein Maka Beis Avshaloi, also Kolei to Shabbos, then he'd be us the entire week. And Einu Makar Loi Mishmarasev Loi Mishmaras Bisavshaloi also Lishus Yain Loilam, then he'd be us to drink wine forever. And the Brisa explains Shema Achshos Manu, because potentially now is the time that he would serve in the Beis Hamikdash. V'yesh Lachos Shema Yubana Beis Hamikdash, and we have to be choshish that potentially the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, and therefore he can't drink wine. In regard to this din, that Rabbi Oimer, that Rabbi argues in Tana Kama, he states that if it's true that we have to be choshish Shema Yubana Beis Hamikdash, then Kohanim Asur Lishus Yain Loilam, then we should say that all Kohanim should be also to drink wine forever, as it could be the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, and it could be that we won't have enough Kohanim to serve on that day, and potentially this Kohen will have to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, even a Kohen that's Makir his own Beis Av should never be able to drink wine, as potentially he'll have to serve in the Beis Hamikdash if the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt today. And therefore, Rabbi states, Avo Ma'esa Shetekanase Kilkolasai, but what should I do that the Takana is the fact that there's a Kilkol and the Beis Hamikdash is no longer around? And as Rashi states, Korban Abaye shall kilklon ve'ir of seid mishmarisian shall isum biyayim bizman mishmarasan umatirin shloi bizman mishmarasan who tiknu achshav lishtis yayin loilam lechayish shem yibanim pisaim, as we don't have to be chayish that potentially the base of Migdash will suddenly be rebuilt. And the Gemara continues v'om Abaye, and Abaye explains k'man shasi kahana chamer idno k'rebi, nowadays that the kahana drink wine, whose shita are they following? Abaye explains that they're going like the shita of Rebbe, that we aren't chayish that potentially the base of Migdash will suddenly be rebuilt. And michlal rabban asri, and based on Abaya, it's muchach that Rabbanu would say that all kohanim are also to drink wine nowadays. Therefore, the Gemara's question is, just like we see that the issa of shtui yayin would apply nowadays, then the lefid Rabbanan, kohen should have to take a haircut every 30 days in order to make sure that if the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, that he could do the avodah. And the Gemara answers that you can't compare the din of shtui yayin to the din of cutting your hair, as hasam hayin taima mehiri bana Beis Hamikdash should be in a kohen already l'avodah v'leka, as over there, if the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, this kohen will be drunk, and he won't be Rei Lavoida, and this wouldn't necessarily apply to someone that didn't cut his hair. But the Gemara is, Hachinami being a Kohen Rei Lavoida Veleka, and Lechayu, the same Sfarah applies to a Kohen cutting his hair, as potentially the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, and this Kohen will not have a haircut, and he won't be Rei Lavoida, as his hair has grown for more than 30 days. And the Gemara still is Mechalik, Hacha Efshim Mestapa Vail, that Benegea Kohen Gadol didn't take a haircut, so immediately when he hears that the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt, he'll go and take a haircut. However, that doesn't apply to Shtui Yayin. However, the Gemara is Hasam Nami Efshedayim Port of Ayel, that even if a Kohen drank wine, when he hears the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt, he'll go and sleep a little bit, and he'll become sober, and he'll be able to do avodin beis hamikdash. Therefore, even according to Rabbanon, a kohen should be able to drink wine nowadays. And the Gemara explains that Amar Bacha derech mil v'shina kolshu mafiglin seyayin. If someone drank wine and they walk a mill or they sleep a little bit, that will offset the effect of the wine. And the Gemara responds, v'lavit malah Rab Nachman Amar Rab Avua. When Ma'aser Rab Nachman explains in the name of Rab Avua, loy shana u elish shasa k'tei revius, that this din of Rab Acha only applies if someone drank a revius, al v'yesu b'chtei revius. But if someone drank more than a revius, kolshkin derech teidrasai v'shina mishakrasai, that certainly if he'll walk, that'll actually make it worse. And if he sleeps, that will make him more drunk. And that is why, since the Rabbanon hold that we have to be choshish, that the base of Mikdash may suddenly be rebuilt, so a kohen nowadays cannot drink wine. However, certainly a kohen will be able to take a haircut quickly. Therefore, nowadays there is no issue if a kohen doesn't take a haircut every 30 days. The Gemara continues with another teretz of Ashi. Amar of Ashi explains, shtu yayin de machte avoida gazmi Rabbanon, that since if a kohen drinks wine and then does avoida, he'll be mechal avoida and the avoida will pasal. So therefore, Rabbanon made a gzera that a kohen can't drink wine nowadays. However, that since if a kohen doesn't take a haircut and he does the avoda, that would not pass the avoda. Therefore, nowadays Rabbanon did not make the gzera. Rashi explains that how do we know that shtu yayin is machle avoda? And as the pasuk in Pashas Shmini states, yayin v'sheicha al teish ato v'necha itach b'vayichem al oyel moed v'loy samusu chukas oyelum deresechem. The next pasuk states, ol havdil bein hakodesh ubein hachol ubein hatomei ubein hatar. Rashi explains, mashma bein avoda kedusha l'avoda mechuleles because we're Rabbanon b'zman hazeh mishum mehiri yabana. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei, that will ask a question of Ashi, who just stated that Purush is loy machle aveda, as the Brisa states, ve'ilusha misa, and these koinim achai misa, Purush ushtu yayin. And the Gemara now explains, Bishlem ushtu yayin, dichsiv, yayin v'sheicha alteisht, ato v'necha, v'loy samusu. And as we saw the pasuk previously, elo Purush menolan, what is the makar that a Purush is b'misa? And the Gemara explains, iska shtu yayin le Purush, as we had a hekesh between shtu yayin and Purush, dichsiv, as the pasuk in the Yecheskel states, v'reshim le galichu, parle yishalichu, uksiv, and next pasuk states, v'yayin le yishtu, and mashtu yayin b'misa, a purish b'misa. And just like we know that the pasuk in Pashas Shmini tells us clearly that shtu yayin is b'misa, therefore purish will also be chayim misa. Therefore, the Gemara now asks a question on Rav Ashi, that umino mashtu yayin demachle aveda, and therefore l'chira, if we're making a hekesh between shtu yayin and purish, so we should also learn that just like shtu yayin is machle aveda, and it passes aveda, a purish demachle aveda, therefore the same halacha should apply to purish, and it should be mechal aveda. And the Gemara ends off as a kasha, and the Gemara continues, Omle Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina says to Rav Ashi that we just saw in a brisa purish and shtu yayin are b'misa, and the only way that we knew the purish is b'misa is based on a hekesh that we find in Yecheskel. And therefore Ravina asks Rav Ashi, hi ad lo yasa Yecheskel man amra, that prior to Yecheskel making this hekesh, then who taught us this halacha? And certainly a makar from Navi is not enough, and the only way that we would know that purish is b'misa is only based on a makar in the Torah. And what is the makar from the Torah? The Gemara continues with the Tameh, Rav Ashi responds to Ravina that according to your Svara, you should have the same problem on the following memra, as Hadram Rav Chista, Rav Chista taught us, Dovizem and Teus Manish Ravina, Lidl Madnu, Ad Shabo Yecheskel Vli Madnu, that the following halacha was not taught us through the Torah of Mesh Rabbeinu, and our only makar is from Yecheskel. Now, halacha that Yecheskel taught us is based on the pasuk that states, Koyama, Shem Lakim, Kol Benecha, Arolev, Arobasal, Yavil Mikdashi, Lachol Benecha, Shabatech Bene Yisrael, that someone that did not have a bris milah cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and this is not taught to us in the Torah, and it's only taught to us by Yecheskel. Therefore, Rav Ashi is Ravina, Adelay by Yecheskel man Amra, that what is the Mekar from the Torah, and certainly Yecheskel could not be Mechadish this halacha to us, Ela Gemar Gemirila, Vas Yecheskel Vas Mechakra, and it must be that we had a halacha Meshim Sinai, that this was the halacha, and Yecheskel went and wrote it in the Pasuk. Certainly Yecheskel was not Mechadish this halacha Me'atzmai, and Hachanami Gemar Gemirila, Vas Yecheskel Vas Mechakra, similar halacha that Purish B'misa was actually halacha L'mishim Sinai, and Yecheskel wasn't mechadish anything to us. And by writing this as a hekesh, the Yecheskel gave us an asmachta as to where we could learn that Purish is B'misa. Although the next few words on parenthesis, we will read those next words as Rav Ashi continues, and this will be a response to the original question of Rav Ashi that v'chi gemiri halacha L'misa, and we had a kabbalah that halacha L'mishim Sinai only applies to misa. That's how we know that Purish is B'misa. However, l'achulei avodah like gemiri, but we don't have a kabbalah that it was halacha L'mishim Sinai that Purish is mechal avodah. Ayin Taisa Diba Maskel El Gemara Gemirla V'Asi Yecheskel V'Aspacha Akra, that clearly Taisa is not curious this in our Gemara, as Taisa just explained this on his own. And Taisa explains that Rav Ashi is coming to be Mefarish and to answer the original question that the Gemara had on his Shita, as Rav Ashi was Mechalik that Shtu Yayin is Mechal Avoda, and Pru Rosh is not Mechla Avoda, Ayin in Taisus. Taisus ends off that originally when the Gemara asked this question on Ravashi, Aval El Dleyoda de Gom Halacha, as originally when we didn't know that this is based on Halacha Meshiv and Sinai, so Savah who lasted Akesha, Mepru Rosh Lashtri Ayin, Mechal Vakal, Dein Hekesh Lamechsa. So originally the Gemara thought that since it's based on Hekesh, so Ayin Hekesh Lamechsa, and therefore how could it be that Ravashi would be Mechalik between Pru Rosh and Shtri Ayin at all, Ayin Shom? And also let's see Rashi do a Maskal Kol Benecha. Rashi explains that it's not only referring to a physical oral, but the pasuk is telling us, "Koyim mishumish nesnaku meisav la'avishav shmayim v'nerali bay oy arul basa," or a physical arul, and even meisu achav machmas mila, and even though he was einus and he couldn't be mal, he's still going to be pasul avida. The gemara continues and discusses the pasuk in Yecheskel of reishim le'igalechu parle shalechu kasim yichsmu es rishayim, and the pasuk teach is that a koyin should trim his hair. The gemara states, "Tana, we learned to the brisa kaminta tasperus ulinus," that this refers to a special haircut called tasperus ulinus. Ayin Teizu explains that we use the lashon kasim yichsmu perish kein kusamas hagadol, that their haircut was similar to spelt as growing. This is similar to the haircut of a kohen that the gemara will explain is reish shelzeh b'tzad ikra shelzeh. And as the gemara continues, ma'itus perish linus amar b'yuda mishmul tasperti yichida was a special type of haircut, and hechidami amar of ashi reish shelzeh b'tzad ikra shelzeh. Rashi explains yichida na ve'in dugmasa, that it was beautiful and was very unique. And the gemara continues, shalu is rabbi ezel tasperish al kohen gadol, they asked rabbi, what is the haircut of a kohen gadol? And Amal Hans, Uru, Mr. Perish al Ben Alasha, go and look at the type of haircuts that my son-in-law is able to give. As Rashi states, Ben Alasha, Chastin Shal Rabbi Haya, he was the son-in-law of Rabbi, Vinasim Mammon, Velandloi Isa Tasparis. And as the Gemara continues, Tani will enter Baisa, Rabbi Aimel, Loyachin, and Pisa Ben Alasha, Smaisav, that it wasn't for nothing that my son-in-law Ben Alasha spent so much money in order to learn how to give this haircut. El Kadil Harisbray Tasparis al kohen gadol, and he did this for a purpose. He wanted to show people what the haircut of Kohen Gadol looked like, and we learned through Gemara like Rashi that's mashmar that Ben Elisha learned how to do this haircut. However, Ayin Yad Ramah, who says that Ben Elisha himself had such a haircut, and also keep in mind that when we previously learned to Gemara, and the Gemara told us that when the pasuk says Kasim Yichsumus Rosheim, it's referring to Tesperus Ulinus, it seems like it was referring to a kohen headed. But from the fact that the Gemara brings this sugya of Rebbe and it speaks about the haircut of a Kohen Gadol, so it's mashmar that special haircut was only used by a Kohen Gadol and not necessarily by a kohen headed. And we will stop over here.